Hey folks, your OS Reviews, you're watching our video review of the RCA Viking Pro 10-inch tablet. This one sells for a sub $100 price tag, and it's currently on sale if you purchase it on walmart.com for $80, which is pretty inexpensive for a tablet that also combines a keyboard with a trackpad. In terms of processing power, it's decidedly middle of the road, and then we're talking about a 10-inch display and also a quad-core processor clocked at 1.3 GHz. There's 32 gigs of built-in flash storage, which is actually quite a bit. It's further expandable via a microSD card slot, which is even better. And the tablet itself does offer a pretty good construction quality and also has an IPS display, which is pretty good. However, the MediaTek processor is not going to be the best for very graphically intensive games, and if you plan on doing a ton of multitasking, it's definitely not the most powerful tablet on the market. Still, it's highly affordable. Not as cheap as the actual 7-inch Voyager tablet that we took a look at last year, which had very similar internal components, but this one does have Android 5.0 Lollipop, so it's slightly updated in terms of the UI, and otherwise has a pretty good overall experience and also value for the money. Taking a look at the box here, pretty simple presentation, just shows how the tablet looks like, and with the dock, which is the keyboard attached, what it looks like. There's also a micro HDMI port as well for connecting to an external monitor. You have access to all the Android Marketplace apps and the Google Play services as well. So here we have the actual device. In the box, there's also access to a micro USB wall charger, and that's basically it. We have the actual keyboard attached right now. You can see that it stays closed pretty well. The keyboard component is crafted out of aluminum, so it does feel pretty sturdy. However, the tablet portion is made out of plastic, so it still feels pretty lightweight. We have access to a rear-facing mono speaker, which is pretty loud, even though it does sound a little bit tinny. There's the RCA logo, which is matte and doesn't really attract too many fingerprints, which we do like. There is the addition of a volume rocker, which is placed in the back. Kind of an odd placement. There's also a rear-facing camera, which is only decent, but it is a feature nonetheless if you want to use it. There's also access to a full-size USB socket, which is a feature that we really appreciate. It's one of the rare Android devices, Android tablets out there today that has this feature, especially on such a low-cost product. We are excited about this. Basically allows you to attach a mouse, a hard drive, any peripherals, and read it off of the tablet very easily. There's also access to a power switch, which is tactile and responsive, a 3.5mm headphone jack, a micro USB port for charging, the micro HDMI port, a microphone for making Skype calls and voice recording, and on the other side, some basic info about the tablet, and that's basically it. So if we flip things open, you can see that the tablet itself is actually quite slim, and the actual keyboard portion does stay put just because it is made out of aluminum. It's heavier than a tablet, so it is bottom heavy as opposed to top heavy, which is a good thing. The inside features a full-size QWERTY keyboard, which is pretty responsive and easy to type with. These are not chiclet-style keys, they're just general keys, but the keys have a nice travel to them, and if you do some word processing and some light typing, it is, of course, a lot better than just typing using a virtual on-screen keyboard. So overall, we do like the layout on here. The top row is dedicated to some shortcuts, inclusive of a back key, a home key, a search key, and some standard Android controls. As far as the trackpad is concerned, it's a little bit on the smaller side of the spectrum, however it still works pretty well and does support multi-touch, so you can pinch in and out of different pages for those purposes. It is missing a left click and a right click key, which is something I do miss. So instead, if you want to select on a link, you have to tap once or to hold on it for a few seconds to pop up for the right click. So it's not as convenient as having an actual physical clicking key down below here, so that's something that maybe RCA should add in a future iteration model. However, overall it works decently, and it pops up with an on-screen cursor. It's still a little bit jumpy, at least in my testing, so I still prefer using just the touchscreen itself or using a physical mouse. But taking a look at the tablet side of things, which basically just detaches from the keyboard using a magnetic hinge, you can see on the sides there, it provides a very tight and secure fit. You can basically rotate the tablet upside down and shake it. It's not going to fall out of the keyboard when it's connected. But once disconnected, it becomes a pretty no-frills and standard Android 5.0 Lollipop tablet. It is made completely out of plastic, so it's quite lightweight, feels a little bit cheap to be completely honest. However, it is going to be great for portability if you don't want to bring the keyboard along with you. It's a great travel companion. The IPS display offers very wide viewing angles, so it's quite easy to see even in different extreme conditions, and it's also quite bright as well. You have a front-facing camera here for WeChat and also Skype that works pretty nicely, and you have all these standard controls from Android 5.0 Lollipop. It's a pretty stock Android experience on board here. There are not too many surprises either. The default language is set to English. This one has been set to Chinese, but basically you have access to unlimited home screens. You have access to a notification drawer, which is universal, a drag down panel as well for your notifications, for wireless options, and those things are all standard. So basically a very no frills experience can be found on here. That's to be expected. And I like the fact that RCA kept things basically stock. So they haven't put it up with too much bloatware or any extra applications or features that you don't really need. So it's quite clean and it's pretty simple and also quite fast. Even though it's running a MediaTek processor, there's not too much lag when you're transitioning between the pages, and apps and programs load pretty quickly for the most part. The only thing that takes a little bit more of time to load would be graphically intensive games, just because it's not as intensive as I would say a Snapdragon processor. It's going to be a bit slower, it's going to stutter a bit more if you run games, let's say Asphalt 8. Going through some of the quick functions of the Viking 10 really quickly, let's check out the browser first. We have Chrome loaded onto here. You can see it takes a few seconds to load up, so there is a slight amount of delay, but it's not too bad. You can transition between multiple pages. I can also close those up in the background. There is a universal search bar that pops up. The virtual keyboard actually is pretty good. The multi-touch enabled touchscreen is rather sensitive, and if I want to do something like OS reviews, it becomes pretty easy to type on. Pages load pretty quickly over Wi-Fi. There's not too much lag once pages are loaded. Pinch to zoom is relatively lucid and responsive, and you can play back clips such as Flash elements as well as videos directly from the browser, so it is a pretty good performer in that arena. So overall, a pretty good web browsing experience and also video playback experience. Going back here, we have a very standard array of controls down below. These are virtual controls, which take you back, take you home, and opens up the currently open applications for you to multitask and close them up, respectively. There's also volume controls on the bottom as well, which are all pretty easy to access and to reach. There are also live home screens if you want to use that, as opposed to the stock one that we have displayed here. We have access to the Google Play Store, so all the services, games, and programs that you might want to install and customize your tablet with. Standard array of functions and utility tools such as calculator, settings, a clock, Google Drive, those things are all here. Taking a quick look at the camera on here, it does a decent job, but it's nothing to write home about. So if we have something like a power bank, you can see that the focus is a little bit limited, especially the field of view. It's quite narrow, but if I capture a shot, it is okay for with emergency.
So some final things to go over quickly on this tablet. You see this is the lock screen. It's pretty traditional as far as Android 5.0 Lollipop is concerned. The interface is nice and clean and for the most part also responsive. Sometimes there is a little bit of delay once you open up too many apps in the background, but it's not too bad. This is the built-in YouTube browser. You can see that you can watch videos pretty quickly. The main UI is also pretty smooth. There's also a few other built-in apps, inclusive of WPS Office, which is a free Office opener, which you can use to edit and look at your Microsoft Office, Excel, PowerPoint, PDF documents, and it works pretty nicely. You can also save them online. So here is a sample PDF that I'm opening up, it's actually instructions, and you can see you can also rotate this screen. Seems like the accelerometer is actually off right now, but you can also pinch in and out to zoom in. It's also pretty responsive. It makes for a decent ebook reading experience, even though the tablet is a little bit large, it's quite lightweight in that department. You can also attach the tablet onto here with the other orientation, so basically the screen on the other side. And this is just basically a general tablet view. It makes it easier to use as a tablet. You're not going to be able to use the keyboard, but it still works decently, and the best usage for this would maybe be for media consumption, where you can watch a video and pop the screen up. It's kind of like a Lenovo Yoga Tab in that sense, where you can also pull it upside down. So here is the screen again upside down for watching videos. It works pretty nicely. At the end of the day, the RCA Viking 10-inch tablet with keyboard is a pretty decent value for the money. The actual tablet experience is rather smooth and responsive. Even though it's not the fastest tablet on the market, the addition of a built-in keyboard is going to be great for those who want to do a lot of office or Word editing, and it's a great productivity tool. The trackpad is sensitive, and the built-in processor is not bad at all at this price point, so overall it's a solid offering despite not being the best. Android 5.0 Lollipop is a welcome addition. It's a very stock and clean build, which is nice, and so overall we would recommend it with two thumbs up. To learn more information and the specifics of how this tablet rated against similar products, be sure to check out our full written review. This has been our video. Thanks for watching here at OS Reviews.